There we go. Blurry Xander. How are we doing, guys? Welcome to the Techies Hard podcast. And today we've got lots and lots to talk about. I'm hosting the show today, joined as always by Mr. Danny Black, who will be along shortly, I believe. There he is. I thought he was just getting himself a drink. How you doing, dude? Right.
Oh, you are blurry.
I don't know why. It's the internet. It works on Zoom, and then but the audio didn't work on Zoom. Now we're on Mimo Live, and I just look blurry for some reason.
I feel bad. Like I by the way, people that are listening on the podcast, you have to come over to YouTube to see how blurry he is. But I kind of need to blur myself a little bit more just to kind of make it right.
Look, from my side, I'm using the Canon R6. I got the big setup, and I look absolutely beautiful. Just you have to trust me on that.
Which one's doing it better?
But yeah, Sony boy, come on. But welcome to the Techies Hard podcast, guys. This is a podcast. We're doing it live because we're engaging the conversation with chat. So if you're in the chat, hi guys, how you doing? We're gonna jump and sort of we'll address you during the stream, but we're gonna have a sort of a 10-minute chat when the stream or podcast officially finishes. So stick around to the end if you want to throw some questions our way. If you're new here, please make sure you subscribe, press a bell, and all those YouTube things. And if you're listening, come over to YouTube and join the conversation live every now and again. We'd really appreciate it. But this week we've got lots to talk about, Danny. Lots to talk about.
We do. And apologize for the strange background hum. My air conditioner is broken still. I had somebody come over to fix it, and he goes, listen, the people that installed it the first time screwed up how they installed it, so it's like unserviceable. So I have to come in some other time with like two other people to kind of redo it. And so I have I have a portable air conditioner at the moment, and
I can't
it
hear
gets
it.
Hot. It's just a little hum that's going on in the background a little bit, but it's important for my this room gets really hot for some reason, even when it's nice and cool outside. So yeah, I don't want to start sweating and stuff like that. It's embarrassing when you see me. And actually that happens when I record videos, when my air conditioning is broken. So when I record, I literally have like a 15-minute window before like my camera overheats. Like I start sweating. I'm like, that's why if you watch some of my videos towards the end, I speed up how I talk because I'm just getting it out as quick as possible.
Trying to get it done. See, if you're new here and you don't know who we are two YouTubers, basically. But I'm
best friends.
In the UK, so
don't, I'm just kidding.
Best friends who have never met. We've never met in real life. But I'm in the UK. Danny's in Australia. I don't have that problem. I'm freezing. I've generally got a hoodie on. I've got a heater in here to keep me warm. So we're on polar opposite sides of the world, literally, in situations.
I got a hoodie as well. But it's because that air conditioning gets cold. So it actually gets chilly in here, but I got to cool my gear. So thanks. Thanks for everybody that's watching.
Is that because the Sony camera overheats or?
Oh, no, more like I have like the Mac Mini and the eGPU and all that stuff. But you know what? We should talk about the Apple event coming up because I'm interested in what products are coming out.
I am as well. I've been watching because I've been considering maybe getting myself a Mac Mini for the studio. Some computer that I can leave in here permanently, so I'm going to keep on lugging this this laptop in and out all the time. So I'm interested to see what they release.
Well, can't you just leave that laptop in the studio then?
I could, but
I mean, it's the same concept, right?
No, it's not, because I use it for the things. I take it on shoots. I take it for
damn my logic.
It's a portable device. I want some of this desktop that's in here all the time.
Yeah, but think about what you just said. I want something I can leave in here all the time. Well, I mean, you could theoretically leave the laptop, but...
I could leave it, but I'm not going to, because I need it for other things. Stop saying it. I want a Mac Mini. That's what I want. You sound like my wife right now. You're trying to say you don't need one, but I do.
Yes. And let's just address this one more time. Xander's internet is crap. You can refresh that browser if you want and see if it comes back a little bit more clear. But thanks again, everybody that's in the chat. What we do is we'll see you. We'll talk about different topics, and we'll try to look at what you're saying and use that as well, kind of addressing you a little bit. But a little bit better. That's better. Yep. We'll see how long that lasts.
Trust me. It looks good. So yeah. Anyway, Apple event Mac. It looks like they're gonna. I think the M1 was really good. Apparently, I've never tried it yet. I don't know if you've had a go on the
Mac. Never tried it either.
apparently it was supposed to be amazing. The performance was brilliant compared to the Intel versions. But one of the complaints was the fact that it only had up to 16 gigabytes of unified memory, so the RAM was a little bit short for doing more intensive things, like for creators where we do video editing, effects and that sort of stuff. So
yeah,
that's what we're going to see, I think.
Yeah, the M1X, is that what it is? MX1?
I think it's going to be M, that's what they reckon, yeah. M1X is going to have up to, I think you'll see up to sort of a 64 gigabyte worth of memory, so it's going to be based, I'm interested actually, because it's going to be sort of thrown towards the creator community. It's something that me and you and people that watch this and listen to this channel are going to be interested in as well. So it's going to be sort of an exciting announcement, I hope, anyway.
Dude, I'm tempted to jump on the new laptop if it's, because yeah. I have the Mac Mini, but I'm also, you know, I do like to, I will probably travel a little bit, and the MacBook Pro that I have now is kind of on its last legs. It's 2016. But I'm thinking about getting my eyes done for real this time, like actually getting it done. Okay. But that's going to cost some money. And then I might need a new guitar, and that's like my livelihood. But can I tell you something? And anybody that's a musician that's listening to this will probably freak out when they hear this. I didn't really think about it, but I haven't changed my guitar strings in almost a year. And I play almost 4 gigs a week.
Well, that's good. That means you haven't snapped.
That's true. They don't usually snap, but that's probably why I was like, I need a new guitar, because it's like, it sounds like crap. And I'm like, why does it sound like crap? Can you imagine that? No, you probably don't. You're not a musician, so you don't understand how annoying that would be for somebody to say that.
No, but I will say that Jake is literally, I mean, it's a boring story, but he's just literally, long story short, he's got a guitar. He bought himself a guitar with his money that he'd saved up over the last couple of years. So, yeah, he's starting practicing. So we have got the sound of a guitar in our house at the moment. He's just starting off.
Hey, that's nice. That's great. Yeah. Cool. I'm excited to see him start his own musical career. His channel's going to blow up way further than his dad's.
Yeah, you watch. You'll start one. It'll be like on a million subs.
Just don't be too gentle with the strings like me, says Jiv and Zed.
I was just checking out the chat quickly just to see who's in here. We've got Tech Teacher. We're going to say hello.
Yeah, Tech Teacher.
We've got 7,000 people watching, by the way.
10,000. I see 10,000.
Angus, 10,000. Angus, Jeff, and Z, TK Gaming. How you doing, guys? Welcome. Thank you. Let us know.
Wait, Scott Davies is in the chat. He was supposed to be here, I thought. Didn't we say that last week that he was going to be here and he didn't show up?
He was supposed to be here, wasn't he? But
he'll be here next week. Next week.
I'll believe it when I see it.
What else is coming out of this Apple event tomorrow? Right? Is it tomorrow or the next day?
Is it tomorrow?
I believe it's Monday.
Tomorrow night, 18th.
Or maybe Tuesday morning my time, like 3 a.m. or something.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to have a Mac Mini. We're definitely... Jelly Duck, how you do? I'm so sleepy, says Scott. We're definitely going to have the Mac Mini, the new MacBook Pro, which you just mentioned, and I think we're going to have new AirPods, sort of an updated version of the normal AirPods.
I got the new AirPods right here. The new AirPods.
Ooh, what are they, dude? Which ones are they?
the new AirPods. No, they're the PAMU Z1s.
Oh, cool.
Phenomenal little things. They are really good.
Yeah.
Not sponsored.
And that is, I mean, that's a good reason why Apple have really got up their game, because there's so many good alternatives out there.
Thank you, China.
There's so many decent alternatives.
Rip-offs.
Isn't that so?
Yeah.
Well, not rip-offs, but there's, I think AirPods, the original ones were just rubbish. I've got three pairs here that just give up. The batteries died or one stopped working. I wasn't too impressed. So Apple have got to up their game when it comes to the AirPods this year round. So it'd be interesting to see what they do as well.
Tommy Barnhart podcast. I heard AirPods version 157 will actually stay in your ears.
Yeah.
It's going to take a couple times to get it right.
Especially if you've got massive ears like I have, they just don't stop in there. So I use the AirPods Pro, and they're the best version, the best ones. I do like those, I've got to say, with the spatial audio and the noise cancelling and all that kind of thing. They're very good.
Yeah, and that Apple
event,
I think
that's what we're going to see.
4 a.m. my time on Tuesday morning. So thank you, Wannabe Geek, for checking that out. But I don't see me staying up for that. It's probably going to be another one where you're going to have to tell me all about it the next day or something.
Yeah, I'll be watching. I think, what time is it here? 6 p.m., I think, UK time. Is that right? I think it is. Or seven,
probably.
Maybe.
I can't do the math.
I can't work it out. I can't ever do the math. Yeah.
So anything else? So they already brought out the new Apple Watch. They got the new phone. Man, I love this phone, by the way. I love this phone. Did you see my picture? My nighttime picture that I took last night at midnight?
Yes, amazing, dude.
This is just handheld. And I snapped this at midnight, and I was just like, are you kidding me?
Let me ask you, what do you think about the, have you tested out the macro mode yet? Have you tried the macro?
I have, yeah. It's okay. It's all right. I don't like how when you get close, it changes. You could see it change. Like, it's kind of, I don't know which one. I wish it would actually just say macro on it when it changes, so I know what it's supposed to be. But
definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
But the night mode, fantastic. And you should get yourself, put it on a tripod as well, because that obviously gives it an even better effect. Because it can, I think, go up to a second's worth of exposure, can't it, on the night mode. So the camera, I've got to say,
I'm gonna have fun playing around with it for sure. So as far as the AirPods, I'm gonna stay with these. Like, these are like the Pamu Z ones. I don't need the AirPods. It's just kind of one thing that I was annoying about these at first was every time I'd get a call, I'd always have to like go in and change it from where you change it to speaker. Like, you had to pick this as the headset whenever I'd get a call. Okay. And Scott also has a pair, and he was like, no, you just press the button to answer it. And that's all it was. Yeah. But I was like, every time I'd have to shuffle through it and be like, oh my gosh, this is so annoying. And I didn't realize all you have to do is do do.
Yeah, they've got the smart controls. I got the new Ugreen version, the X5, I think, and they do the same. You can just double tap to receive a call. So, like I said, there's a lot of good earphones out there, earbuds out there. It'd be interesting to see what Apple actually come up with this time. But apart from that, I haven't heard anything else. So the Macs and the AirPods, what do you reckon? They're going to hit us with some kind of new product?
I want the glasses. If they could come out with glasses, either I can get the prescription ones and not get my eyes done, or I will get my eyes done and get the non-prescription one.
What do you reckon the Apple glasses will feature if they do bring them out then?
Well, it's funny because me and someone in the chat, I don't want to say his name three times because then he will actually appear behind me. We went to try on the Ray-Ban Stories. You know, they're basically the Facebook glasses. And they're cool. Yeah. But then we had this like kind of weird like conundrum of a thing happen where we're like, what's the social implications of having cameras in your glasses? When you go out and start talking to people, is it going to be weird for them to go, are they recording me? Like, you know, they got like, it was just a weird thing. Like, what do you think?
Well, I watched a video on this yesterday or the day before. I think Short Circuit did a video on it, and they call it the creep factor. And it's like, they actually tested taking a photo. Like, it's a funny, like if you're in a toilet or something, you can just take a quick photo of somebody. You know what I mean? It's like it but it is weird, but they're small enough to not notice straight away. So, but you then, like they said, you'd be talking to somebody for like 2 or 3 minutes, and then they go, hold on a minute, you've been talking to me for 2 or 3 minutes and you've got a camera. Is that recording? It's like a weird question that's going to come up definitely.
Yeah, and it does have a light that would basically indicate it, but how do they know? Like, it's so new. So that's the thing with Apple glasses. I'm not necessarily wanting the camera, but I like the whole augmented reality part of it where, you know, you can see things in your lenses or something like that. Or, for instance, it knows which way you're looking, like what you're looking at, like because of the GPS. Like, that is the bookstore. It has whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it would know that of the GPS.
Yeah, I think you're right. When it comes to cameras, how many other different ways do we need to take images of stuff and share on? You know what I mean? Seriously. It's like, we've got our phones, we've got the cameras. We don't really need cameras in our.
You know what? Those are going to be basically, they're going to be Karen Vision. That's what it's going to be. Like Facebook story, Ray-Ban Stories. It's getting, no offense to anybody that's named Karen, you just get, it's like that. That's just the name, that unfortunate name for. Anyone named Karen?
I saw you do that.
I know a lot of really nice Karens out there. On. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm a bit creeped out by it. I don't think. Don't get me wrong. The technology is good, and the fact that we're getting it is interesting. But I think you're right. I'd like to see some kind of augmented reality, some like heads-up display that can display your messages while you're walking or something like that. That's I think the best case scenario for using something like that.
Last thing I want to mention this is in the chat. It's government. The government loves the glasses idea. It saves them a lot of technology upgrades in the future. So they don't have to. It's gonna be so much easier for them.
Hendrix's
to spy
glass
on us.
Holes version 2.0.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Well, there we go. That's a little bit of the Apple roundup. And we'll do.
Yeah. If you're new to the channel, we'll do a sort of a recap. Maybe I don't think we'll do it live because the time difference. But yeah, we'll definitely talk about what happened.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing that
next week's episode. So.
Plus, it's like a long event too, so it's always nice to hear about it. Although last time you came off of that, the Apple event, like, oh, it was terrible, and you still bought the phone. And you love the phone.
Yeah, and I eat my words. I just fully love the iPhone 13 Pro. I think it's not a massive, like we talk about, it's an evolutionary upgrade, but it's a good evolutionary upgrade when you start using the device. I really do like it.
Okay.
Next subject we wanted to talk about is obviously DJI are coming out with their next device, and we don't actually know what it is because
three
I
devices.
Thought it's going to be the
three devices.
Do you reckon that's what it is? Because I thought it was going to be the next action camera, but from the picture that they put out, it doesn't.
It's three different events coming up.
Is it?
They have three different dates. Yeah. Somebody can find out and write it in the chat, but it's three different dates, and it's the first one is going to be. It's kind of boring, so that's why we probably shouldn't stream it. But the first one is going to be basically a gimbal, like the upgrade to the Ronin. I don't see it being that exciting.
Right.
So, like, remember when we streamed the OM5? It's like, no thanks. Hey, refresh your thing while it's over here.
Okay.
Yeah, so three devices and three different dates. 27th is one of them. There's one this week, there's one next week, and then there's one week after that. So it's going to be the next week one will be the Osmo Action. We'll talk a little bit more about those in detail. And then...
Right.
The third one will be the drone, probably the new Mavic
okay.
Pro 3 or something like that. So,
okay, I did have a theory about what they're going to release and how it's going to go. The Ronin I didn't know about, so obviously that's something that's going to be for pro camera users. But when it comes to the modular, because we know this new action camera is going to be modular, thanks to Pete McKinnon leaking it all over the internet, I think that that camera good. Module. Is gonna stick onto the drone, so they'll do some kind of combo where you buy the camera and the drone together, a bit like GoPro did this originally, didn't they?
With the Karma,
the Karma and the Karma Grip sort of fit into there. So
that was a good idea.
I think that's what's gonna happen.
That was a great idea, actually.
Yeah. And obviously, DJI have got the technology when it comes to the drones. They're reliable. They're not gonna fall out of the sky like the GoPro one did. So that's what's gonna happen with. I think that's what's going to happen.
Did you see, I posted something about, you know, I started doing these comment things on Saturdays and somebody said something like that, you know, I'm BS just like the camera because I didn't mention something. And someone left a really interesting comment about the fact that DJI and like other competing companies, and I guess this happens on a lot of different, you know, like other avenues of business. But they have like 50 fake accounts per person, and they're writing all this crap about the DJI, like the GoPro is just terrible. It's got like overheating issues. I'm never gonna buy it. I'm gonna buy the DJI. Whenever you see people write, I'm gonna buy the DJI Osmo, like, you know, okay, something's up. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of hate out there, isn't there, for the GoPro, and I think it's really unwarranted. You should do a video, Danny, next about the overheating issues and whether it does overheat and stuff like that. So
I've done it. I've done it.
I don't know. But I'm excited because the design of the Action coming up, the Action 2, looks interesting.
Yeah,
it's new. It's fresh. So it's going to be interesting to see what it's like and if it works. The last version of the camera was okay. It had a few issues, but they did an okay job with it. So they've got the experience now of doing the first version. The second version should theoretically be really good. and I'm excited. I'm excited by the modular design.
Yeah, that looks, it looks really cool. Like you said, it's fresh. It's something different. Although Insta360 have done the modular thing, so maybe it's not that fresh. This will be something on this channel. We will most likely be live streaming that announcement, depending on what Xander's up to. If Xander's busy, then maybe I'll do it on my channel. Or maybe we'll just do it on my channel anyways and then try to get people over to Tech is Hard podcast. Might be a good way to do that.
We'll see.
But the third thing that they're announcing is the new Mavic 3. And like you said, that's an interesting idea if they want you to buy the action camera or a bundle so you have the action camera and then you'll be using that one instead of the GoPro. You sell your GoPro because you want the...
Yeah, to me it makes sense because, I mean, for one, they could make the camera bigger that fits on the drone, so potentially getting a bigger sensor onto the drone for better pictures on the drone. And it just, I don't know, it just makes sense. It's, if the camera is a modular camera, it makes sense that it modularly works with other devices, not just the different accessories you could probably buy. Like there's a screen accessory coming out. What makes me think this is there's apparently a battery modular accessory that you can buy that extends the battery to like nearly 200 minutes. So that's makes me think it's gonna have to work on multiple devices and not just one. That's my theory anyway, but I might be wrong. I might be very wrong. I have been before. Well, we'll see.
Maybe. If the Mavic 3 Pro has that tracking technology like Skydio, that's probably going to be I will probably actually me and a friend that lives nearby, can't say, we've already said his name twice, we can't say it anymore. Maybe we'll go in on it. We were talking about getting the DJI the FPV drone, and we're like, what if we split it? And then if somebody crashes it, then they have to pay out whatever the other person's share was.
God, I wouldn't want to fly that drone.
we're not going to do that. But I'm definitely interested in what new technology that can come out that would make me compelled to get a drone. Because I don't necessarily need it. But, it is tech. We like tech.
Yeah, I don't own a drone at the moment.
Like big techs.
When you don't own something, you always want it and you always find a reason to use it. But when you've got it, it's like, oh, it's just a bit of an effort to get the drone out, to get the shot. I'm still not sold on drones. And they're good for certain things, but if I was going to do more professional work, then maybe having a drone in the bag would pay off. So, yeah, I mean, I'm interested. I think that's going to be the most exciting. I think it's going to be more exciting than the Apple event, put it that way. So,
Can I just say that... Our old friend, we haven't talked to in a very long time, Mark Insby, was so good at doing the drone stuff, like for himself.
He's in the chat then.
No, he's not in the chat. I don't know why. He just he disappeared from our lives, and I just think that like he was so. I was like, if he had like a little master class of droning, I would have taken it because he was so good at setting up the shots and like doing like the. Like walking where he set up. I don't know how, like it was so good. And I kind of know how he did it, but I'm too lazy to get those shots. I'm like, do I want to sit there and set up that shot when I could probably just put a camera there and watch me walk by? And that's probably good enough.
Yeah.
But when I watch him do it, it was like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, Mark, come back and do some stuff for us and show us how to use it. But yeah, I used it for the bike video. I think it was the last time I used the drone. And then I sold the Mini's not. The Mini wasn't the best. The picture wasn't greatest. So I was like, I'm gonna get rid of this and maybe get another one in the future. But it's a bit of a ball ache, isn't it? Getting the drone out, and if you've got the tracking features, it makes it a little bit better. The Mavic Mini didn't have that. It was all sort of just manual. So you have to fly it yourself whilst doing something. And you can't do that whilst riding a bike. So I'm excited to see what they bring, what the next version, next generation of stuff.
I have a feeling it's gonna be not enough for me to want to get it. Like. It's going to be like, there's just hype, you know, like there's hype and that's the hard part about this channel and trying to grow it is I know that if I want to try to keep growing it, I'll have to invest in it by buying the Osmo Action 2 when it comes out so I can do videos on it. But then, you know, like I got the Insta 360 Go 2 and that really, that hasn't done anything for my channel whatsoever. I feel bad that they sent it to me because it's like, it sits up there nice and pretty.
You got a camera for free.
That's true. Well, I mean, I spent time to edit a video, but yeah.
That's the sort of the catch-22 situation we're in, isn't it? You have to be sort of, you have to be drawn into the hype and be part of the hype sometimes to actually get any success on the YouTube thing. And techies, you've got to be first with stuff.
But,
yeah, we're going to take a ad break quickly before we start talking about the next thing and maybe get down that line of talking about YouTube. So let's take an ad break and we're back right after this.
Commercial break.
Hey, podcast peeps. I just wanted to tell you about Artlist. Okay, yeah, I know right now you're rolling your eyes going, really? Jeez, Artlist?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me just say that I went a long time without using a music service. So I've spent hours upon hours over the last couple of years trying to find music that wouldn't get a copyright strike. And I wish I would have found this one sooner. It would have saved me a lot more time. Especially if you have a channel that needs some high quality music with a nice good beat. Maybe you have a workout channel and you want to have some good copyright free music. Or hey, maybe you want to start your own little radio station on YouTube and just play Artlist music all day. Actually, that's a really good idea for a channel. Anyway, you can join right now by clicking the link in the description and you can get 2 months for free. And that gives this channel a little bit of a kickback as well. So it's a win-win for all of us. So there we go. That's Artlist. I totally recommend it. And let's get back to the podcast.
Commercial break.
Thanks for doing that advert, Danny. I was supposed to film one this week and I didn't get around to it as usual. So next week we'll have a new advert from Xander.
No, I want to keep promoting Artlist because
yeah, it's good.
I still think that is a fan-freaking-tastic idea, and I kind of want to do that. And even because I also have Art Grid, like the video part of it, it's like I can just put a bunch of background videos to songs and just do my own like lo-fi girl. You know what I mean? Just play music all the time. Like, can you like lo-fi girl thing is so ridiculous. Have you seen how many subscribers
there's always like hundreds of thousands of people watching it just constantly,
and they're live streaming like they started like February 2020, like that was the time that it stopped and then restarted again. But February 2020, like it's almost 2 years. It's coming up to 2 years in a little bit. That's crazy,
isn't it? Somebody had that idea and they've done it right. The actual sort of the animation's so good as well. It's look pretty to look at and it's good to listen to. So great idea, get it done. But what we're talking about next, dude, you wanted to go down the road of talking about your conundrum that you've got.
Yeah, this is not a creator therapy, but I wanted to... Is it creator therapy? It's not creator therapy.
Not,
you know, just I feel like just in case...
It could turn into one, so you might be...
Just in case. Now, I have this thing called the comments conundrum. And this is a good problem to have, but I'm not able to catch up with the comments. Like it's going too much on my channel. And I used to be like, comment, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to see stuff. And I'd comment back, but like it would literally take me a good 8 hour day once a week to reply to comments and just catch up each week. It is that crazy. And that's the thing, is a lot of them are dumb comments. A lot of the comments are something that they could just Google search, but I feel compelled to help. So I'm going to be like, all right, I'll search it for you. I just searched it for a second, but see, like it's just some comments might take 10 minutes for me to figure out and like test out something, just a 3.5 millimeter, connector on the GoPro. Does it work with a 10? Oh, I haven't tried it. Well, let me plug it in. Let me get all the stuff out. So it's a bit, it's a bit crazy. So, so that's the conundrum. And I have some ideas of ways that I might be able to fix it, but I just want to hear a little bit more of, like, I want you to talk for a little bit.
Well, I've got to be honest, even on my channel I don't reply to all the comments, because like you said, there's a lot of dumb comments asking questions and is this case better than that case, does this fit on there. I'm like, no, I don't know, but I'm not going to take time out of my day to go onto Google for people when they can do it themselves. So I don't know. It's, you're getting to that point now, Danny. You're like more than three times bigger than me. So I can imagine it's like you said, it's going to take up a full.
Yeah. Well,
So you need to.
I want it to be easy. Like I thought, hey, should I maybe get like an intern to do that? Should I hire someone to respond to comments? I mean, then also I would love it if, you know, fans or people, maybe they're not fans, but they're just in the comments and they can answer the questions for them. And there are some really good, valid questions when I do go through and I'm like, hey, you know what? This is a good question and I can answer that and make it easy for you. Yeah. But it's just so hard. So I have thought, like, there's a couple ways that I could do this. One would be if I say, hey, listen, I'll respond to comments if you're a member, which is it's $1.50 Australian a month to be a member. That's like, you know, it's silly to even say that. But then I could filter it by membership comments and then I can just reply to all the membership comments. That might be a way to do it. But then it also sounds a bit snobby. Like that might turn people off. Like, oh, you're only going to talk to us if you're a member. Like, that's not what I want.
Also, you can come across. Maybe do like a members live stream. So that'd be another way of doing it. So like you could say, if you've got any questions about this, I'll be answering more questions on a members only live stream on Friday or whatever it is. So that inspire people to subscribe as well or join your memberships.
That is kind of an idea of, so I said three ideas to come up with or to do this. Yeah. And one of the other ones is a live stream, but not members only, but like a live stream, you know, once every 2 weeks. And I'm reading comments and commenting. And I've done that on members only before just to test it out. Yeah. And that way it turns it from, you know, a day of commenting to actually content and commenting and getting people to be in the chat saying, but it might end up being like a 5-hour live stream. You know what I mean? Like it could be a long live stream and that could be a good thing or it could be a terrible thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the third. Well, actually, tell me what your thoughts on that one. Tell me your thoughts on that one.
Well, I was just going to say when it comes to turning like, it's not a negative, but turning like a negative into a positive, it's creating content for your channel, for one. Two, like you said, there are some valid, it's finding a way of filtering through those comments that are valid or good comments, because those comments turn into content as well. There's potentially video ideas in those comments. So those there's two there ways of creating content for your channel as well. So that's a positive, I suppose.
But filtering out all, like, you know, like it's just a bit bizarre hard. When you go through it. It's kind of funny, but Jeff says only reply to stuff that is of value/importance to you. Let the others answer it. Yes. So, I mean, that's good. You're right. But it's actually easier for me just to sometimes not go into the app to look at comments, because then it's like TikTok. Yeah. I just get stuck into it. And then like, I could have been creating the next video or something like that with that time. It's a bit funny. And Tommy, you're right. It does make it look bad when the creator's asking, like, it should be free. You shouldn't be dividing people. Emma says, and hello Emma, by the way, Emma's not here. I'm a free man tonight. She left me. She's staying, up in 2 hours away at the beach house area. And
like Tommy says, that's gone. Sorry.
Yeah. She just said prioritize your member comments, and that's true. Yeah. But go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with Tommy in a way. The way, you know, doing stuff for free is always a better idea. But I don't know. The members are there. Membership versions. The memberships are there for a reason. You're trying to get people onto your membership, so you got to devise a way of getting that without. I mean, it's only $1.50, like you say. It's not like you're charging people $10 a month for...
Right. Well, I mean, I guess that would be the thing, is to say, like, if if it's a technical question, you know what I mean? It's like calling in help. I don't know. Let me just tell you the third thing really quick so then you can understand where I'm at. So the second one was live streaming on my channel, talking about, you know, going through the comments and just making a really long live stream. The third one was, hey, what if this is something that we did on Tech is Hard? And it was a Tech is Hard stream, like, you know, once every now and then, like, you do a comment, I'll do a like, that way there's a little bit of balance between things. That is an idea, but I think overall it's never going to make everyone happy. Like, there's no way, and obviously you're never supposed to make everyone happy, but I just want to make it worth my time, worth everybody's time. It's tricky. It's a conundrum, and it's a good problem to have, And Emma, my wife, I actually was talking about this to her, and she said, well, what are the big YouTubers doing? What are the other YouTubers doing? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that is a very smart thing to say. You're right. What are they doing?
What is it?
And I don't know what they're doing, to be honest. I don't think they're doing anything. They're not commenting back. They don't reply.
Yeah, I don't see any of the big YouTubers doing it. Like Peter McKinnon.
I just want you to say it. Just the big tubers. I like big tubers.
The big tubers. I don't see them doing it full time. I don't think you've. When you get that big, I mean, you're even at a point now where I've got so much to do, and there isn't enough time, unless you're full time, to do it the stuff that we want to do. That's just a simple fact. So, adding that, replying to all the comments on top of that is just unrealistic, I think. So, like Emma said, maybe just say 2 hours a week maximum of hitting the members only, or just doing as many comments as you can, and that leave it as that. Just allocate a little bit of time to it and don't reply to everything.
That's true. The thing is with and maybe I could write that in the down in the description, like, hey, like if you want a more direct answer. I don't know, it's tough because the member comments are like always just like nice. I hate like supportive. It's never like, hey, I got a question. And a lot of times if there is a member thing, I'm just like, yeah, send me an email, let's just figure this out together.
I mean, there's always positives and negatives to everything. And
there's a lot of really good for you in the chat, by the way. There's a lot of good responses in the chat. Sorry,
there's a lot of good stuff. We'll definitely address the chat in a little bit. We're going to do a tip of the week, and then we'll get to the end of the chat. Should we do that? Do you want to do that?
So you want to do tip of the week? We'll wrap it up. And then we'll do our just addressing the chat.
Let's
do it. But I want to know. I want to know.
Danny, where are you going?
I'm still here. I'm still here. I just want to know. Okay. I want to know a good solve to this.
Okay. Well, that's what we'll do. We'll wait for Danny to sort his camera out. We'll do a tip of the week. So I think Danny's got maybe a couple. And then make sure you stick around because we're just going to have like an impromptu chat. If you're listening on the podcast, if you're on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, we'll probably finish it there. This is probably the end of the show, and then after the tip of the week. And then if you want to come back and engage with us some more on YouTube, come over and subscribe to the channel. I stopped then because there was a bunch of geese that might have just done like a low flyby past my house. Did you hear that, Danny? Could you hear that?
I did not hear it, no.
I was like, what is going on?
Sony did over it.
Yeah, so when Danny comes back, he can go on there and refresh my thing.
I haven't seen geese
too bad
in
on
a
YouTube,
very
actually.
Long time.
Well, yeah, do you get geese in Australia? Is that a dumb question?
No, I don't think so. We have deer here, apparently, and I've never seen a deer.
It's an American, Canadian, European thing, isn't it, I think? Geese. The Sony is overheated. It's that air conditioning, Scott says. The wannabe.
You're supposed to ignore this.
Scott Davies. The wannabe geek. Scott, yeah, on the money. Jeff NZ. Yes, we do. Also, black swans. Oh, okay. Never seen a black swan. We get lots of white swans over in the UK.
You know, you're supposed to ignore it when it just goes out because then people in the podcast
don't even
know it. Anyway,
I can't. So. Sorry, I'm not that professional to ignore it. You have to go straight to you as well, so I can try refreshing my.
I'm mad at myself because I marked this battery. I marked this battery so that I would know not to use it unless I absolutely needed to.
And
this was the one that was in. This was the one that was in there. Idiot.
Crazy, but yeah, okay, dude. Let's do tip of the week. Roll the intro. Tip of the week, if you've got it ready.
Tip of the week.
What's your tip of the week, Xander?
I haven't got one. You wrote it down though.
I know. I thought maybe you'd be prepared this week, but nope. No, I'm kidding. I wrote it down.
Are you joking me? I was just sorry to listen.
Did you know? Have you ever tried to move? This is an iPhone tip, guys. iPhone tip. We should just call it iPhone tip of the week.
iPhone tip. Okay.
iPhone tip. iPhone 15 maybe. So if you ever want to rearrange your screen, your apps and stuff like that, right? And you want to make it easy, check this out. If you hold down on one, right? Like if you hold down on the blank spot to just make it wiggle, right? So it's all wiggly now. If you hold one And then you can press other ones like this. One taps, just tap them. It all gets banded together in one thing. And then you can move it over. It's so hard. Like that. Boom. Did you see that?
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I did not know that.
So yeah, so if I do it again, I can hold my finger down on one and then I can tap the other ones and it puts it in a thing there.
Wow.
That way, if you want to move a button, you can put them all in a folder or whatever, but it just makes it a lot faster. Now I just screwed up I had it perfect and now I have to rearrange it. Yeah.
You can do that with the widgets. You can actually create your own smart stacks as well. That probably could be my tip of the week.
Tip of the week. You forfeited.
Okay.
You're right.
We'll do that next week. I'll prepare properly for next week and I'll do that.
That's the oldest trick in the book, Hendrik said. But Emma says, nice one, DB. So listen, I'm sure there's people that don't know it and I'm sure there's people that know it. So
I did not know that one at all.
Just the tip.
And in fact,
I haven't seen that. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, I actually rearranged my whole. I got rid of a load of apps. So I've moved them around, and it took me ages because I was dragging them individually into folders and everything. So if you could do that, if I knew, that would have saved me a bunch of time. So, yeah, I did not know that at all.
There we go. Oldest trick in the book.
Never
but
seen
hey,
that one before. Thanks.
Yeah, we will probably be wrapping this up here in a second. We're trying to keep these at about 45 minutes, but this is the funny part. We're gonna keep going just for like 10 minutes more, right?
Yeah, we are.
Chat. And it's still going on the podcast too, which is funny.
Yeah, I'm just going to upload it. I did say I was going to cut it off, and if you're listening, maybe we won't do that. But it's just easier for me to upload the lot. So
I think it's great. I think it's funny because people will hear us just chatting, even though they won't. They'll be like what? Last week we watched our old videos, and somebody came over from the podcast listening to it and said, okay, I had to go and check it out. So it's kind of good.
All
right.
That's what it's all about. That's what we're doing it. So yeah, if you are listening, come over to YouTube, subscribe. We're trying to grow this channel a little bit. So that just might be an inspiration for you to come over and join. But
and it's not live on any podcast. Just live here on YouTube.
It's not live on any podcast. So yeah, it's only on YouTube. But that is the end of the actual podcast. We've talked about the Apple event. We've talked about the DJI. We're going to address those things in more detail as the releases happen. So stay tuned for that. But that's it. What else is going on in the life of Danny Blatman, dude?
No. Hold on. We gotta end it first. So we gotta say tech. You gotta say your thing. Just everyone stick around. Okay. This is new. We're getting. We're trying to get good at this. All right. Go ahead. Xander. Go ahead. For it.
Okay. Stick around. That's it for this one.
But no. Say the thing. The T. That's it.
Take it easy.
End of the show.
End of the show.
Now we can loosen our ties. This is going to relax.
Take our tops off.
take our tops off. All right. Good idea. Jev says, did you bring the drinks to the after party? I'm going to go grab one. So, Xander, you entertain people's comments with your shockingly good 8-bit video, potato video.
Honestly, why can't we get something just that works like 100%? Because in my eyes, this is brilliant. I'm using the Canon R6. I've got HDMI plugged in. I've got the audio here. And it just looks amazing. But not to you, apparently. The after party beginning. The wannabe geek at the after party is beginning now after the podcast. Yeah, where do you want to stream the podcast live to? I don't know. We're doing it on YouTube. I think we're just going to stick to YouTube. We did talk a little bit about other live streaming platforms last week. We don't want to restream it. Maybe it'd be interesting to try Facebook, although I hate Facebook. It'd be interesting to see if it works on Facebook, because I think we need to try and get more people over if we want to try and carry it on. So we'll see. Did you bring drinks to the after party? Yes, Danny has got the wine. I'm early morning in the UK, so I'm just on.
It's a Shiloh juice. Rosé.
Got a bit of ice in here. I had you drink your rosé. I had a very nice glass of white wine last night.
What did I miss? Danny's trying to end the show. Is Xander?
In the show.
I just want to get going.
I just want to chat, dude. I'd be happy for this to be just a chat live stream where me and Danny get together and just talk. talk like we do midweek sometimes and make it. Oh!
You got one too. I have to squint really hard to see that.
You what?
I have to squint really hard to see that. Yeah, same one. Does yours have the iPhone? Does yours have the GoPro 10?
It does, yeah.
Did you notice? I think that they knew that the 10 was going to come out, right? And so they put the 10 there in blue, but they didn't put like the green or like the blue GoPro like
on the front.
You notice how they're missing that part of it.
So they
must have released that before it actually came out.
So that's a good bit of
gotcha.
Good bit of Photoshopping on the side, if it is.
Or did he blur the brand out? we gotta get Tommy on this podcast sometime.
Isn't it funny the way you got sent the same? They got the same stuff sent to us because they've obviously just hit out a bunch of creators and done.
I don't like how it. So this is the other one. I don't like how this is the Falcon, and I love how this one spins continually, right? You can spin it without it running out of.
It's got the Inception mode. That was good. Yeah.
This one only goes 600 degrees, and remember, this is what I said. If a drone comes out with something like this sticking out the bottom for your camera, and you can set it to track somebody, and so no matter which way you go, it will like. It can follow you by just doing whatever it needs to do.
That
would be awesome.
That would be cool, maybe.
Just had to say
maybe.
It that way.
DJI.
I like it. It's the after show. We didn't put a timer. We were supposed to put a timer. We're going to do 10 minutes of chat and banter.
Because didn't we just waffle on for like 40 minutes last week?
We waffled a long time. We waffled too much.
Xander, can you have the YouTube stream on another monitor? That way you'd be able to see the cast standard.
He is watching it. I think you're watching it back.
I am watching it. I'm watching it on my phone. But I can see me, and I look really good in the preview screen that I can look at on Mimo Live, but then the live stream is not so good.
Xander.
So many waffles.
Stroop waffles. Rather than your own pick standard before. What?
Say what? Tony Bird, I'm watching you guys over a good friend of mine that is live in Adelaide right now. Cool.
So we're just maybe a tiny bit more entertaining than people in Adelaide. I actually believe that.
Well, you've got guys from the side of the world here, so of course we're more entertaining. Come on.
Yeah, look at that. Beautiful.
Oh my god. Let me try and refresh it. Come on.
Yeah, refresh it. See, there he goes. Let's just see what happens when he comes back. Oh! HDDD!
Like 360 feet.
I said it that way. I just had one sip of my drink.
360p. Yes. It is also very delayed on my side.
Tasmanians can swim. I like that. That's actually a really good joke. We need to get Mark Insby on here sometime. I'm kind of annoyed that we haven't had him. We haven't even talked to him in a while.
What he's like?
I'm going to send him a link to this. Yeah.
He's
in Tasmania.
He's just busy, isn't he? Because he's got a... Isn't he a ref for American football?
He's AFL ref. Yeah.
Yeah.
Australian Football League, I believe that's what it stands for.
So that's going to take a
bit. It's not soccer. I'm in a weird YouTube niche. I have probably 10 YouTube friends that create in Australia and 45 that create in the UK. I love the reach of YouTube. Yes, it is cool. I agree.
It is cool.
It's weird that we've never met before. We're planning a Vegas trip in May, if I can get out there for Xander's big 20th times 2 birthday.
You should just come out to the UK, dude. I'll show you around.
That's
get Emma out here as well.
Okay. Me and Emma were like, we should just surprise Xander one day. Just
that'd be awesome.
It'd be
just
so weird.
Come on in.
Dude, that's like ultimate stalker level right there. Just never even met you before.
It's not really, is it? Because we're like, we know each other pretty well by now. Let's face it.
Yeah, but it's weird though. I have never seen you in a 3D, not 3D, like a whatever that's called.
You've only seen me like, in 270p today.
I've only seen you on a screen, and yeah, I've only seen you in 360p.
We'd meet in real life and go, you'd go, Xander, you're in HD. Oh my god.
I'd be like, oh my eyes. I'm so used to seeing you as pixels. Hey guys, creator question. How do you balance life, family, work, and creating for YouTube? Or do you work ridiculous hours to get your content out? I will let Xander answer the main stint of that because he's got kids and a big full-time job.
Oh, God.
And I'll explain my situation here in a sec.
Yeah, that is, it's a tough one. It's half, it's 99% of the battle for me, to be honest. I have a 15-year-old son who takes up a lot of time, not so much he needs looking after, but he does a lot of extracurricular activities, football and stuff like that, that takes a lot of time, travel. It is tough, yeah. I just do it. You have to find the balance, and I just find I've got a lot better at it over the last couple of years, but I always try and just make a video when I know I've got time. I don't really try and push it anymore. The channel isn't that big that I've got to make videos every 2 days, so I do it when I have got time and I can put the effort into it. But it's tough. And on top of that, I've got a stupid job at the moment where I start silly hours. I work 2 a.m. in the morning till 2 p.m. in the afternoon most days. But yeah, Danny's got it a little
that
bit easier.
Is
but
it's ridiculous that those hours. Oh my gosh!
Can I let you know into a secret? Can
yeah.
I let you, that was not a sentence at all, was it? Can I let you know?
I got the gist. I just the gut.
It's early. I just the gut. Potentially got a job interview next week for a new job.
Oh.
As a videographer stroke editor for
a video stroke editor. Like, so you record people having strokes? I'm confused.
Yeah, yeah. A video. Videographer, stroke, editor, stroke.
Slash. I gotcha.
Slash. Yeah. So.
Slash, okay.
My brother's company are looking to employ, who I've been working for the last year doing stuff on the side. They're looking to take me on full time,
hey,
potentially.
That's awesome.
If they can pay me enough money. That's the kicker.
Yeah. That's true.
So
you definitely
we'll
you gotta, we'll gotta pay the bills. Your wife.
And that'll be a 9-to-5 job.
She's got a job too, right? That sounds really old-fashioned, but I mean, like she's got a big job, is what I'm saying.
she has, but she only works part-time, so.
Sorry. Didn't mean to sound like.
No, it is 1950s.
Dad.
1950s Michigan, that's what that was. But that'll be a 9-to-5 job, so it will help me get back to some kind of normality, I suppose.
Mm.
Hopefully. So we'll see.
Yeah. For me, I'm hustling it. I'm doing it. I'm a musician, so I play like gigs on the weekends. Right now, depending on it's like the high point of the year. So it's like 5 gigs a week, but I have the whole day to create. But it's, as far as, you know, and my wife, she's in the chat right now, hip hoop hooray. And,
yep.
She understands sometimes, like she can sense what I'm trying to do, trying to grow a business out of YouTube. I've always wanted to. I was inspired by Casey Neistat back in the day. And I was like, he's making all this money just making videos. I can do that. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't realize how stupidly hard it was and maybe overly saturated a bit. I think that. It's starting to become clear that it's obtainable to actually make a living off of it. And and you have room for growth. Like, you always have room for growth. And that's kind of the idea. Like, playing music here, I'm not going to be, you know, the next Ed Sheeran playing stadiums and stuff like that. And I've accepted that a long time ago. And I'm quite okay with that. But playing gigs, you know, it's just like, it's not going to... it's not really going to grow into a, you know, I don't know, how, like it's something I can retire on, I suppose. I, you know, and I'm, it's hard to say.
Yeah, I understand.
It's going to,
yeah,
it's going to happen.
It's a so. Decent, stable job, though, but as you get older, I suppose it gets more difficult to get gigs, I would suggest, maybe.
Yeah. Part of the challenge is picking up the right niche. And you know what, YouTube, you also have to be conscientious about YouTube and the fact that, you know, 2016, 2013 to 2016, you didn't necessarily need a niche to grow. You just needed to catch people's attention. And then when everybody's attention was caught, everybody joined on, they started doing it. And then, you can't keep, you know, like it's just, yeah, too big of a thing. And then it changed a bit. It's kind of referred back to just a Google search. So a lot of people don't discover me from my being subscribed. They will search for something in Google and see my video pop up. They'll click it. And that's why a lot of times I try to get straight to the point on those, because if I can capture them, then they stay and subscribe, hopefully. There we go.
Yeah, but I mean, if like you said, you're trying to turn it into a business, turn it into a career. The good thing about YouTube is if once you get to the point where you could afford to do it full time, then generally it only still carries on going up from there. So
yeah, snowballs. Yeah,
it's about getting to the point where you can actually say, yeah, this is my full time job, and that is the ultimate goal for anybody who's doing this, I suppose. If you enjoy doing it and doing it properly.
Yeah, and hustle more. Yeah, so Wannabe Geek just said that. I checked in on my YouTube channel. I'm just gonna have a quick look, and they actually wrote something quite interesting. Like they noticed that I was posting like 5 videos a week.
Tommy says, I think every creator has a shelf life though. Do you agree or no?
I think yes and no. I think that they change and that screws it up.
Yeah.
I feel like you watch Matty Hapoya, you watch these people that actually grew a lot because of the content they were making, and then they changed kind of what they were doing, and you don't see them growing as fast as they were. And I think that's a huge part of it. So I think that's the shelf life. And that's what's cool is if you can acknowledge that, if we can like see what happens to these big creators, we can kind of have that expectation as we all grow together. And we say, you know, like if my channel blew up and it was like, this was always the setting of, you know, of how my videos were, it's like, I would, you know, maybe buy another studio space, but then I'll set up this exact same room in there instead of being like, look at my sweet big area that like, and everyone's like, that's not why we liked you. You're more relatable in a room because that's what most of us are doing.
I was just about to say that, and Creaky's beat me to do it. The shelf life only exists if they don't evolve. It's exactly what I was going to say, is that I think a shelf life on a specific niche, a specific way of doing stuff, yes, 100%. But if you're good enough at YouTube and you know the platform and you know what you're doing and you're good enough at something outside of YouTube as well, like, other than making films, you can always evolve and make your channel something slightly different, start doing new things and keep on going. If you're good at doing that, then sky's the limit. You could do it for the rest of your life. But if you don't, you just do the same thing over and over again, then, definitely a shelf life. So,
there we go. And I think there's also a bit where you can start becoming aware of your content that you don't need to create. And, you know, like I'm saying no to things that are being sent, that want to be sent to me. Like, I don't. This room starts getting filled up with stuff, and then you feel like, how do I utilize all the gear that I have in videos? When now it's just like, I could just do things. Actually, a lot of videos now, I'm just using these two things right here, and that's it. And even with this, on the next two videos that are coming out of my channel, it's just this with the Windslayer on. I'm not even using a microphone, and it sounds fantastic. And
acknowledging that you can create. Yeah, simplify it, exactly. Acknowledging the fact that you've got the stuff to create the videos and do something good with it, rather than trying to always chase the better gear and spend money you don't really need to spend.
I kind of jumped off the point that Jeff was bringing back, was pick what not to create. So you can kind of see works on your channel. Yeah. And if you have like a list of things that you want to do, just kind of keep pushing the things back that you're like, you know what, that's probably not going to do well.
Yep.
So I'm going to do this instead. With my stuff, like I have gear that I know that's not going to do well, unfortunately, because it's not GoPro related, but I kind of made a commitment saying I would do a review, and it's also evergreen, but go ahead, Xander.
Yeah. I was just about to say, like, exactly the same. I've got gear. We've both got that Sabintech switcher, that like live streaming platform thing that they sent us.
You got that too?
Yeah. I don't know where to start with that, to be honest. Don't know where to start.
My review is coming out on Wednesday, I think.
Did you figure out how to use it for a start?
Yeah. It's great. It's actually really cool. Okay. Hold on. I'll grab it.
It's, for those who don't know, it's like a stream deck, essentially, but you can plug things into it, like a Rodecaster Pro.
This is what it looks like. At first, when I got it, I looked at, like, I was looking at reviews, or sorry, I was looking at the pictures, and I was like, I thought those were HDMI ports, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're made of, like, a video switcher, too? Like, that's amazing. Yeah. I mean, no, it's just, it's, like, extra auxiliary ports that are, like, USB, micro.
USB.
It's a bit weird. That is weird, yes. But it is battery powered. I'm not trying to sell this right now, but I've been playing with this. And it's a battery powered. You can use this as your interface, your microphone. Like, I could plug this into this to go to the computer. And also, you can have sound effects.
XLR.
And you can... It comes with the microphone that has 1/8-inch 2 XLR.
Right, okay.
So that could go into there. But then you have all these cool effects. You also have, if you're not a singer, but you want to be, you can actually put the keys in here and it will do auto-tuning like to songs. So it's actually really cool. So I have been playing around with it, and it's Bluetooth to connect to your phone, so you can play music from your phone straight to that without plugging it in. There's a lot.
Right.
And that's the tricky part with it. And that's probably going to be why you're struggling to make a video on it, is because there's so much to it. One of the things that I struggle as a creator, and I have to tell myself a lot, is my job is not to tell people every little deal, like every detail about this. Like, you don't need to know what everything is. Even if I learn what everything is, I just need to show you the things that are the coolest and maybe the things that are not cool about it, and let you guys decide for yourself. But that is something that I always feel like, oh, now this one, you go high, you could turn up the highs, you could turn up the mediums. I could just say there's EQ, you can EQ it right here. You know what I mean? Like,
Creaky says Xander has 2 days to get his video done. No, I'm gonna I'll leave that one because I've got the electric bike to do as well, but I was waiting for the weather to stop. It's been raining constantly, and I want to get out when the weather's nice, and I've got that electric bike video to do. I've got the new GoPro thing we just talked about. I've got some cameras to do, some security cameras. I've got some microphone. Actually, I forgot to tell you, Joby, as in Joby Gorilla Pod,
Joby.
Reached out.
Joby, probably.
They've got a...
That's small, huge.
Yeah. They've got a small microphone coming out, like a vlogging microphone. They're sending me that. That's coming. So
a vlogging microphone.
Dude, we've got lots of stuff to do.
Dude, yeah, you do. The saying, done is better than perfect. Sorry, we're going over time, aren't we? No!
We're over time.
Okay, we'll do another 4 minutes, 3 minutes. We're going to end on... I have the timer for the audio part of the podcast, and it's going to be at... We'll stop it at 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Creaky says might want to use those security cameras to stream with Xander. It might be better quality, yeah. Good idea.
I don't know why. Like, it's your internet. Something about you said it's raining. Maybe that's it. I don't know. That's so weird.
Maybe the
weather. Because last week you were great. Maybe. It looked perfect last week. Peeps are still watching, Danny. Keep going as long as you want. I actually have some things to edit. Because I'm joining my wife up to where she's vacationing, so I don't want to edit while I'm up there, because I'm not going to bring my laptop, because I leave my Mac Mini. Done. The saying "done is better than perfect" is a strong reminder for me, and that is true. They do say quality over quantity, yes, but also done is better than perfect. And I think the reason why done is better than perfect is because it's done, and you're going to keep going, and you're going to get better and better. And the more times they're done, they're going to be more and more perfect, because you're developing a system. You're developing a good way to learn how you do it. And if you're not doing it, and a funny epiphany that I had was one of the things that I love about doing the YouTube reviews is, like, you know, I'll get something like this and I'll probably, it'll sit there. Like, if I bought this, it'd sit there and I'd probably use it for one thing. But because I'm reviewing it, I get to discover all the cool things that are happening on this. And that's, like, one of the best parts. You buy a bunch of gear, a lot of times some of it just sits around and you don't really use it to its full potential. And when you review it, you get to know.
True. Yeah, and perfect equals procrastination. And I am.
Yeah, true.
That is one of my faults. It's one of my faults. I procrastinate a hell of a lot. But so you've got to cut yourself a certain amount of slack. I'm not full time yet, and that's what I keep on telling myself as well. So I can do it when I do it. I've been updating the studio and trying to make things look pretty in here and doing bits and bobs. And so it's not like
I would say, can you show us around? But we probably wouldn't be able to see it.
No, there's no point. I try and do something every day, whether or not it's sorting out the studio, organizing stuff, writing a script, or just something that goes towards the YouTube life or the creative life. As long as I'm doing something every day, then that's a bit of progress. So don't be too hard on yourself. That's what I try and think.
Just
about,
you know, Creaky's a good example of that too, because Creaky was procrastinating a lot on his videos on his channel. And one thing that I've noticed is he's been banging them out, and you notice that he's gotten so you just notice that he's gotten so much better at the process of it. And it just I think that's the best
more
part.
You do it, the easier it gets. Like, I talk to people outside of YouTube, like at football, and they say, you can YouTube videos. They say, you won't be able to do it. I won't be able to talk in front of a camera. And it's something as small as that is getting used to talking to a camera. The more you do it, the easier it gets. And that's it. And it's the same with everything.
I hate looking at I hate editing myself. I hate editing. I'll tell you what. Whenever I look at myself in a preview, I'm like, hey, you're looking all right. And then I'll watch it back and it's like, my face is so much fatter. I don't know why. Is it like YouTube stretches it out later on? mainly in the podcast.
You got to get past those kind of things as well.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap this up. Thanks for joining us this week, right?
Everybody. Yeah.
That was fun.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks.
We got a new subscriber too, I believe.
Did we? Awesome.
Thanks for that. Yeah, we're almost to 20,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
We hid the subscriber count, so you won't be able to see it. But now, thanks for hanging out with us, and I like this part of it. And we'll, you know, share it out. We're just like we've been giving that advice. We're gonna keep doing this every week to get better at it. And the live stream part of it was a new challenge. Like, we kind of got good at the podcast part of it, not like good that where we're like, you know, getting a million downloads, but like we got good at being able to run that system. But now I think the live stream part of it's going to be interesting. So, all right, let's not babble on too much.
Let's go. We'll see you next week, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe, like, share it out. Let your friends know about it. We're trying to grow it. And that's it. Until next time, take it easy.
Later.